Now, this very worrying story about the paramedic that we mentioned in the previous hour, and it gets more troubling by the minute. Now, it relates to a male New South Wales paramedic based at Liverpool, has officially contracted the virus, but New South Wales health authorities are saying the source of the infection is unknown. Now, worryingly, this veteran paramedic in his 60s, he's been a paramedic for over 30 years, is now in intensive care, we're told. We're also told by his colleagues the man transported a COVID-19 infected patient as recently as last week. Now, his colleagues are most concerned New South Wales health bureaucrats have been so quick to rule out transmission from the infected patient because he was wearing protective equipment at the time. They're also concerned that some stations have now been asked to conduct an urgent audit of all P2/N95 masks in stock, because New South Wales ambulance have now been made aware that some supplied to paramedics are only suitable for what they call dry airborne particles, not wet airborne particles. It's a great concern, a great concern.